أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 16 of Surah Maryam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for the next few ayat, next few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the birth, miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wazkur fil kitabi Maryam, and remember, mention in the kitab, Quran or the surah, Surah Maryam, about Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Just one or two aspects with regards to this person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran as Maryam. Ulama have written that her name appears 34 times in 32 ayat of the Quran Sharif, the only woman whose name has been taken in the Quran. Allah speaks about the wives of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, whether it is Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Nuh, Sayyiduna Lut, etc. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not take the name. Now with regards to Maryam, her father was Sayyiduna Imran alayhi salatu was salam. He was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he was also the appointed Imam of Masjidul Aqsa, and he was regarded as the leader of the spiritual, the ruhani aspects of his people. And his wife, that is her mother, was Hanna. Both of them, their lineage reaches Sayyiduna Dawood and Sulaiman alayhimus salatu was salam. Both of them were extremely pious personalities, and their piety also was known to people, and people would turn towards them with regards to the issues of their deen. This couple, Sayyiduna Imran and Hanna, did not have any children. And on one occasion, it comes in one narration, that she was walking in some courtyard, and she seen a bird, a very unique scene, that this bird was feeding its young one, its baby. And in that, in her heart, that throb and that enthusiasm towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had grown. And in that she made dua to Allah, O Allah, bestow a child upon me. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted at that time her dua. And when she realized that she had conceived, in anticipation that the child will be a son, she made another, a vow to Allah, Inni nazartu laka ma fi batni muharrara, that, O Allah, whatever fetus be in my womb, I make this fetus muharrar. Muharrar means actually literally free. But in those days, it referred to a person that will now be dedicated to Al-Aqsa, and a person that will be dedicated to the ibadat of Allah, the khidmat of the deen of Allah. Parents will not take any kind, any form of service from the child, and the child is expected then not to indulge, engage in anything of this dunya, but only to do the work of Allah, only to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, something like what we may use as a term, make this child waqaf for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, to her surprise, when this child was born, it happened to be a girl. And of course, there was something in her heart that made her say that, O Allah, this is a girl. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response to her, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى, that boy that you had in mind will never be able to match the caliber of this girl. In other words, this girl will be something else, but nonetheless, she made dua that shaitan does not infiltrate this child, and together with this, wa inni sammaytuha Maryam, and I give this child the name Maryam. At the time of the birth of Sayyida Maryam, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyidina Imran alayhi salatu wassalam had already passed on. So Maryam came into this world with the mother, without a father. Maryam means, if we take it into Arabic, it means abida, a woman that worships Allah, a female worshipper of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about her very glowingly in the Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ يَا مَرْيَمُ اقْنُتِي لِرَبِّكِ وَاسْجُدِي وَارْكَعِي مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ. The one instance Allah makes it very clear that this communication that Allah communicated with her was via the malaika. And that in itself shows the status that Allah Ta'ala had accorded to this woman, to this little girl at that particular time, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكَ. Certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chosen you. And the choosing, the choice of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed you being the close slave of Allah, being the close worshipper of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa tahharaki, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has purified you. Purification here will mean purification of the heart, that your heart will be filled with iman and yaqeen. There will be no doubt in your heart regarding Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then there will be no traces of any kufr, no traces of any nifaq, any hypocrisy. Your heart will be clean and cleansed from every form of evil habit, every form of evil character. In other words, the character also will be a splendid character. And then Allah says, وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah had chosen you over the woman, in other words, the woman of your time, of the entire world, and that choice will be that she becomes the mother, miraculously, of Sayyidina Isa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Maryam qunuti. Now Allah Ta'ala gives her some directives, that she was already an obedient slave to Allah from her very, very childhood. But yet Allah Ta'ala says, continue to be obedient to Allah. Uqnuti, according to some ulama, that continue your long rakats of salah. Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi says, one was our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when he stood for his tahajjud, his feet would swell. One was Maryam, that she would stand for such long periods of time that her feet would also swell. And Allah Ta'ala said to her, that was judi warka'i ma'ar raki'een, continue your sajda, continue your ruku, and all of that for the sake of Allah. And one other aspect that Allah discusses with regards to her, that she was put into a chamber. Sayyidina Zakariya was her custodian. He would lock the door of the chamber when he would leave, and when he would come back, he would find miraculously fruit out of season. And fruit out of season meant that this was the direct rizq and sustenance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, showing us that close connection, that close relationship she had with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.